With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Edible landscaping is the act of designing residential landscapes to include food-producing plants. When people use edible landscaping, 90% of the time the plant is there to serve an aesthetic function, with any harvests coming as a nice bonus. This is preferred for several reasons, but with the right plant selection, you can cut down on potential food costs and work more fresh food into your diet, all from the comfort of your own home. Edible landscaping plants are distinct from vegetable garden plants in the amount of maintenance they will need during the growing season and how long they will remain in your garden. The philosophy of edible landscaping is getting the most benefit for the least effort, and because of this, food plants are worked into the landscape in upward and outward layers. The plants closest to your house will be the plants that take the most time to maintain and harvest. These will typically be berry-producing shrubs like aronia, currant, or gooseberry. As you move farther away from your house, the landscape should transition to plants that are easier to maintain and harvest, like the tree fruits. Putting harder-to-maintain plants farther from your house increases the work you will need to put into your landscape and the likelihood that your plants will not get the maintenance they need to produce the food you're hoping for. In the vertical space, the tallest plants should be in the center of an installation, with plant height decreasing as you move outward. This permaculture technique is especially useful if you can incorporate shorter, shade-loving plants like leaf vegetables. Do not sink too many resources into overhauling your landscape to be all food-producing plants. Many people interested in edible landscaping try growing more plants than they have the time to maintain and harvest, which can lead to a feeling of wasting money on your landscape or wasting food. Instead, opt for a few superstar producers peppered into your landscape and grow and scale from there as you gain experience with your interest. One of the edible landscaping superstars to incorporate into your landscape is aronia. Aronia shrubs are native, tolerate nearly every environmental condition, and are prolific producers of blackberries that ripen in the late fall or early winter. These berries are generally not targeted by birds, making them a safe choice for a hassle-free crop. Just be sure to let the berries fully ripen and experience a frost or two. Like persimmons, they need cold snaps to sweeten up. Other edible landscaping superstars include walnut, serviceberry, golden currant, and sandhill plum, all of which are plants native to North America. Choosing native plants for the landscape increases the likelihood of their survival and means less maintenance from you. Sometimes, plants that you don't want can still be edible. For example, dandelions can be considered superfoods and are found in almost every lawn in North America. Learning about the plants in your own backyard will surprise you with just how many of those plants you can eat. However, new foods can still cause problems in your body. With all new foods that you're trying for the first time, whether desired or not, eat them in small amounts to confirm that you have no allergic reactions and to allow your body to acclimate to this new food source. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.